Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Pakistan has angrily accused Iran of carrying out an attack in the Balochistan region in which it said two children were killed. The foreign ministry in Islamabad warned of possibly serious consequences for what it called a completely unacceptable violation of its airspace. The BBC's Caroline Davis reports from Islamabad.
A missile attack by Iran on its neighbour Pakistan would be near unprecedented. In the early hours in Pakistan, the country's foreign ministry confirmed that there'd been an explosion after an air attack that it blamed on Iran. This would make Pakistan the third country to be hit by an Iranian attack in a few days after it hit Iraq and Syria. The explosions occurred in a village in Balochistan, Pakistan's largest but least populated province in the southwest of the country that borders Iran. In a statement, Pakistan said that it strongly condemned the violation of its airspace and said that the responsibility for the consequences would lie squarely with Iran.
Insurers are putting new restrictions on commercial ships with links to the US, the UK and Israel, which seek to travel through the Red Sea. Houthi rebels in Yemen have carried out dozens of attacks on vessels since October, saying they're supporting Palestinians in Gaza. Jonathan Josephs has the details.
Having the right insurance cover is vital. A fully laden vessel and its contents, which can range from furniture to electronics and clothing, can be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. The leading insurance broker and risk advisor Marsh has told the BBC that many policies won't now cover ships to go through the Red Sea if they have even tenuous links to the UK, US or Israel. For ships that can get cover, prices have risen as much as 70-fold. Insurance is just one of the extra costs from this crisis that are finding their way to consumers and threatening to push inflation up again.
Jonathan Josephs with that report. The Biden administration says it's seeking to ease tension in the Middle East despite repeated US military strikes on Houthi targets in Yemen. The National Security Advisor, Jake Sullivan, said much would depend on Iran and its support for the militants.
We are not looking for regional conflict. Far from it. Through a combination of steady deterrence and steadfast diplomacy, we seek to stop the spread of conflict and to create the conditions for de-escalation. Our approach is and remains focused on moving towards greater integration and stability in the region.
Mr. Sullivan, who's at the World Economic Forum in Davos, has also met the Iraqi Prime Minister to discuss Iran's missile attack on Iraqi Kurdistan on Monday. The White House said they'd discussed the importance of stopping attacks against US military personnel in Iraq and Libya. Iraq has recalled its ambassador to Tehran over the missile attack. BBC News. Two of the deputy chairmen of Britain's governing Conservative Party have resigned after backing amendments that sought to change a controversial bill allowing the deportation of asylum seekers to Rwanda. They felt the proposed legislation wasn't tough enough, as Hannah Miller explains.
Lee Anderson and Brendan Clark-Smith, in their resignation statement, they said that they voted for the amendments not because we're against the Rwanda legislation, but because we want it to work. And I think clearly they have been very prominent in terms of this legislation and in terms of the wider Conservative Party. They have had significant roles. The other people, the other rebels who voted against the government, see it as Lee Anderson and Brendan Clark-Smith as kind of having stood by their principles and resigned as a result of that.
The White House says talks with congressional leaders on increasing controls along the border between the US and Mexico are on the right track, but has given no details. The negotiations have been stalled because of Republican opposition. The parties linked the issue to military aid for Ukraine and Israel, which remains blocked. Nicaragua's government has banned 16 non-profit organisations from operating in the country. Most of the NGOs targeted are linked to the Roman Catholic Church or Christian evangelical groups. Half of them will have their assets transferred to the state. The announcement comes 2 days after Nicaragua deported a group of high-profile Catholic bishops and priests accused of plotting against President Daniel Ortega. The French footballer Karim Benzema has filed a defamation lawsuit against the Interior Minister of France for accusing him of having links with the Muslim Brotherhood. The group's currently banned in Egypt, where it was first formed. The former Real Madrid star said he had never been connected to the group, and the accusation tarnished his reputation. Benzema, who is a Muslim, now plays for a Saudi club, Al Ittihad. BBC News.